This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Abandoned fields pose pest problems. New sliding gate rules coming. And USDA offers assistance to Helene victims. Newsom vetoes bill to fine growers for abandoned orchards. Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a measure to authorize county ag commissioners to fine landowners who abandon fields pose a pest problem for their neighbors. GOP Assemblymember Devon Mathis of Visalia called it common sense to levy penalties on such public nuisance violations. He argued that AB 2745 would have enabled county ag commissioners to efficiently and effectively carry out their duties. The penalties would rise up to $500 an acre and would be dropped if the problem was fixed within 15 days. Newsom also worried about the unintentional penalizing of growers using beneficial insects. He encouraged lawmakers to continue working with stakeholders to develop an enforcement tool. Mathis had assured his colleagues farmers could still run their operations and address infestations, quote, in the way they see fit. The Almond Alliance and Fresno County supervisors had supported the bill, while more than a dozen environmental and sustainable farming groups opposed it over the concerns Newsom cited. Remember, last year, Newsom signed a bill to waive the local cost share for weed abatement in rural and disadvantaged communities. CDFA's Noxious Weed Program funds county ag commissioners to control weeds, but it requires a local government or agency to shoulder a portion of the cost. Those costs stand to rise exponentially as more investors buy up ag land and abandon the crops. In Fresno County, a Canadian pension fund has purchased 7,000 acres of idled land. That, according to County Ag Commissioner Melissa Cregan, who testified in a Senate hearing last year, the pests harbored on the property caused millions of dollars in damage to neighboring fields. Cregan said abatement would have cost up to $25 million, more than double her department's budget. She's dealing with many other such situations, though on smaller scales. Cal OSHA creates an advisory committee on sliding gates. California's workplace safety regulator considering new rules on sliding gates to prevent them from falling on workers. The proposal would require $50 safety devices, proper balancing, and covered wheels. The new chair of Cal OSHA's governing board, Joseph Alito, put his support behind the petition after the death of a child at a school playground inspired him to take action. That incident also spurred a bill in the assembly with similar requirements, though it stalled in committee. The child's father, Eric Quanbeck, estimates 47 workers in California have lost their lives in recent years due to falling gates. Michael Miller, speaking for the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, as well as the Wine Institute, applauded Alito for establishing a stakeholder committee to advise the regulations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. U.S. asked Supreme Court to weigh in on universal service funding ruling. The Biden administration is seeking a Supreme Court review of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals July ruling that the Universal Service Fund, which defrays the cost of phone and internet access in rural areas, is unconstitutional. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger has filed a petition asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on the decision over the USF, which is funded through assessments paid by broadband providers. The filing argues the Fifth Circuit erred in its determination that the power to tax was unconstitutionally delegated by Congress to the Federal Communications Commission and then by the FCC to Universal Service Administrative Company, an independent corporation. The petition notes that the Fifth Circuit's opinion conflicts with previous rulings by the Sixth and the Eleventh Circuits. If left in place, the decision will upend the universal service programs to be the detriment of millions of consumers nationwide, it said. Now, from the other side, the dual layers of the delegation from Congress to the FCC, then from the FCC to the USAC, obscure lines of accountability the framers intended to be clear and render the promise of recourse to the judiciary illusory because they give reviewing courts no standard against which to measure the compatibility of executive action with the prescriptions of the people's elected representatives. Consumer Research, the nonprofit that brought the lawsuit, said in a brief submitted following the U.S. government's filing of the petition. Dairy grants of $11 million awarded. Dairy businesses and producers have received $11 million under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives Grant Program, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, Friday. The initiative supports small and mid-sized dairy businesses in the development, production, marketing, and distribution of dairy products, USDA said in a news release. One grant of $3.45 million went to help farmers in 12 southeastern states integrate innovative practices such as on dairy innovation, product safety, farm sustainability, and workforce development to improve financial outcomes and diversify the dairy supply chain, USDA said. Two other grants, both $3.45 million, went to help farmers in the Northeast and the Midwest. USDA offers assistance to producers impacted by Helene. USDA has directed crop insurance companies to expedite loss adjustments necessary to make payments to producers impacted by Hurricane Helene, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Friday. The department said it expects payments to be made within 30 days. The USDA estimates there are more than 38,000 crop insurance policies covering more than 4.8 million acres in place in the affected areas. During a trip to Florida and Georgia with President Joe Biden to assess damage, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA is extending program sign-up opportunities and using waivers and emergency procedures to speed up recovery efforts. USDA has deployed 190 staff, including many from the Forest Service, to help with response efforts, and that includes removal of debris from roads. Leaders from the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency will hold a virtual briefing at 11 o'clock Eastern Time today with ag producers and stakeholders to share information on disaster assistance programs for agricultural operations. You can visit farmers.gov/hurricane for details on how to join. Here's today's final word. Undoubtedly, the more we look, the more disasters we're going to uncover and the better opportunity we have to stop these senseless deaths. That Eric Quanbeck, who called for more regulations on sliding gates. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.